I guess they don't like Hawk on Skype, or this time it's my Skype that's a problem. Last time it was the GS Radio Skype that was the problem. So I guess, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I guess you can't hear me on the little talkie very well either. Well, I'll just yell as loud as I can yell. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Lord... ladies and gentlemen, I'm having trouble here with this thing. I don't know if I'm on or not. I'll just go ahead with it. Huh? All right. Yeah, okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hawk. Sorry for the problems here. You know, I'll tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and let me say this. We need to use this storm as a teacher. Step back from it and look at the whole deal. And the first thing I'm going to tell you, is that the first preparation to make in case of any storm, the first preparation to make in case of any storm is that you need to repent of your sins, Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And that's the very first thing. And then if you are to lose your life or something in a flood or in a wind, 155-mile-an-hour wind or whatever it is, or if the palm tree conks you on the head, or whatever that might be, then, ladies and gentlemen, you'd have everlasting life with the Lord Jesus in heaven. And, you know, that is the amazing thing about it, is that, you know, hopefully people can get certain things out of this regardless of who created this storm. Because I'm going to tell you, the telltale for me, I watched this storm, and I watched the eye and the size of it, and I was recalled and reminding back to certain storms years ago, Katrina, some of the others in Florida from those from the older eras, which, if you recall, one of them went in across Florida, the peninsula, went in the Gulf of Mexico, and then reversed and came back. You remember that one? Oh, that wasn't steered, was it? No. There are weather weapons, there are weather technologies that are available to people in this country, in Russia, and also other countries, China, England, France, various places, Israel, that can do weather warfare, Japan probably as well, okay? So the fact of the matter is here, if you don't remember it and you're young or you haven't seen this before, you can go back and look at the Air Force document or pamphlet or storyline. Just type it in. We own the weather by 2025. We own the weather by 2025. And then that was an official study by the U.S. Air Force and a discussion paper about the capabilities, et cetera, of weather. Brother Quayle wrote back in the 90s. He wrote Weather Warfare, okay? Weather Wars, okay? I mean, he's been talking about this since the 90s. He was on many, many times on Art Bell and Nouri and different places talking about it, plus on his show on Blueprint to Survival, and then the Q-Files. So he's been talking about it for years. I've talked about it since the beginning here, which is 2004 is when Brother Quayle put me on air, all right? That's 18 years or better now, all right? So that's an interesting thing in and of itself. So, ladies and gentlemen, the weather warfare does exist, and here's the key. This thing was intensified. I watched it, and I could see it, and then it was steered. And then at the very last minute, it was like there was a counter-steering or movement of the storm, and then it got quicker. It got faster, didn't it? So it got faster, and then in terms of its movement along on a pace or linear pace, and I will tell you what, had this hit Tampa Bay and the Tampa directly like it was supposed to, you would have seen that MacDill Air Force Base or MacDill Joint Base or whatever they call it now, that MacDill, which is home to many of the military top commands, including Special Operations Command, and including, Central Command, et cetera. And that is that is the key to me, because at the last incident, it was diverted just to the south. So I think somebody whipped up their own Tesla, let's call them Tesla howitzer, or scalar interferometer, or atmospheric heater, or harp-like device, okay? And at the last minute, steered that thing in and speeded it up and took it on in just south of Tampa. Not that Tampa didn't get damage or whatever. It did, and it's still, but not nearly as bad as Fort Myers and Cape Coral and Sanibel, Captiva, Naples, okay? Steered it into those areas. But it saved, in a sense, McGill Air Force Base from the problems. Now it's going over. It has apparently gone over, but they were evacuated there, many of their ships and also of their aircraft, the stuff out of Jacksonville, the three areas there, Mayport, Treasure Island, et cetera. You know, I mean, the sub base, the aircraft facilities, the you know, all of that, they were able to get that stuff out the back prior to this hitting. Now, they're heading up towards, you know, Savannah, Charleston, and that area. That could still do some more damage, and I'm hearing that this thing is going to probably go on up the coast and also drop a ton of rain on New Jersey and places like that. So this is inundating and keeping busy the entire East Coast of the United States at an exact time when the Russians are picking out apparently cities to hit. And Brother Quayle said the other day what he thought it would be, on his interview with the health ranger. All right. And I tell you what, I don't know exactly what it will be, although D.C., New York are the two keys, but I would also say that they might hit San Diego, Oceana there in Virginia, where all the, Hampton Roads, Norfolk, that area. And they might also hit, if they wanted to, they might hit Bragg, okay, a couple other bases. But all they really got to do, if they want to keep it in this realm, they can just do another storm. And a lot of these hurricanes back a number of years ago when Rumsfeld was the head of the deal, he even threatened the Red Chinese for creating hurricanes off the coast of Africa. I talked to you about it on air. And you can see them come right off of there, all right? Back in that day, and Rumsfeld threatened them. But now I'm also told you that the HAARP and the different 72 HAARP-like devices that are partially owned or controlled by the United States around the world, sometimes with the partners of the nation, sometimes they just own them outright or run them even in a different country, just lease the area. Well, that particular capability, Brother Quayle said, corresponded to the 72 Goetic demons. And then if you recall on the years ago on this show right here, I told you that during the Obama era that the Obama brought on the Russians onto the help with the targeting of HAARP, because he brought Russian Spetsnaz back then into the United States. And many of them still here. And then he also had the French and the British involved with that, with our science and DARPA and the different ones. So now the New World Order, under Lucifer the Lightbringer, which they worship, okay, and under the minions that he has, the fallen angels with him, that they are putting the pressure on the different people in the top slots of the banks, corporations, intelligence, militaries, and the church hierarchies around the world. Because you see, the top church hierarchies in many cases are also worshiping Lucifer, even though they're what they are is wolves in sheep's clothing. So the only thing that you can believe is Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven themselves. And you'd better get with the Bible and you better read what it is. Matthew 24, Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, 39, all the ones I've been told to show you. Matthew 25, which is the preparation. Revelations in and of itself. And John 14, all right? John 14. Read those. Read those while you can. There's so many others that you could read, but I've been always told to feature those to you. Now, I've read them to you many times, but I'll just say this. The storm is a teacher, and the first preparation is the Lord Jesus and to be saved and have him in your heart as your Savior. The second preparation is, when you look at these storms and things, is if you're going to go to the bug outs, you better be able to bug out early. And then you've got to have, probably I should have said this as number two instead, or number three instead here, would be that I would give you the watchword of Berkey Water Filtration System. Berkey Water Filtration System with the black Berkey filters, which filter out viruses, bad bacteria, protozoas, the different, bodies of, that are nasties that are in the water, parasites, and it also would take out about 99.9% of all the bad chemicals. So that means that you can drink the water, purify it to a great degree. There's also another extra filter that you can take out, MBTE, and the good old stuff they put in the water to make it supposedly pure, you see, which is actually the old aluminum dust and powder, allegedly. So that also gets taken out. And that's what they say is the good stuff and good for your baby, but it ain't. So, Berkey Water Filtration System with the black Berkey filters, and if you can get and obtain them, extra filters, okay? So that you can go through thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of water to purify them so your family have something to drink, wash with, et cetera, and do your dishes with. Seriously, do anything you can do to get one of those. The Berkey Light, the regular Berkey, and I told you, you can go online, the Berkey Filters website, and you can get factory blemished items, which are a little bit cheaper, but they don't hurt anything to do with the actual function of purifying the water. So the thing is, if you've got water purification and if you've got food, and by food I mean long-term storage food, which you can, if you want, you can use the water to set it up, then you get it. After you've filled your water, you add that to your freeze-dried or dehydrated foods. But you can also have regular canned goods. Regular canned goods, okay? Regular canned goods, because if you get the chunky soup, if you get the Progresso soup, it's already got the meat, potatoes, vegetables, and the gravy already in it. Already in it. So that is really interesting, all right, in terms of that. So here's another thing, right? Thank you, Crazy Horse. And I hope you get some more gentle rain. One of the largest fertilizer companies in the world, Mosaic, is located right in the devastation path of Ian, which lingered for over 12 hours in Central Florida, okay? The Mosaic Company in Central Florida provides 50% of the granulated phosphate fertilizer used by North American farmers. 50% of the granulated phosphate fertilizer used by North American farmers, according to its online data sheet. The company also provides 12% of the global supply for granulated phosphate fertilizer. That means Hurricane Ian just made the global fertilizer shortage far worse than what it was already, even after the fertilizer shortage caused by natural gas shut down in Europe and the recent sabotage explosion of the Nord Stream pipelines. So the upshot, expect more food scarcity and price inflation in 2023 and beyond. And, of course, Biden was looking for the South Bend representative who passed away after a car wreck in the audience on the thing where he was talking about food and nutrition and all that. And, oh, boy, they're all for it, right? Well, let me tell you something. My information still comes out, and a lot of people are saying that it looks like probably that special ops, possibly, allegedly special ops of the United States government or of the Luciferian faction of the United States military and government are the ones that blew up Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2. Now, you would think they would go, oh, boy, they're going to blame that on this or that or the other. Well, you know, it could be the Ukrainians, it could be this, or the Russians did it. Well, why would the Russians do it to themselves, in a sense, all right? They're not going to. So who this nails is France, Germany, other parts of Europe, even England, see, did they get the stuff, the gas from Russia? They get the oil and the gas from Russia, okay? The natural gas, the gasoline, the oil, all of it coming from Russia. And now I hear that in Germany that people are waiting online for days to buy coal, okay? When they had tremendous coal production for years and years and years, they even used coal for gasification back during the Nazi era. They did coal gasification back then to create fuel from it, which they still could be doing. Or they could have set the deal up for the United States government. Biden shut down all of our stuff. Shut down the natural gas, liquid natural gas processing, all the fracking, which was bringing the gas to the forefront, you see? And it is quite interesting, you know? To see that. But you also, the Luciferian chessboard's got a lot of different levels on it. The line's different at every level of the chessboard, okay? And the fact of the matter is that Joe Biden and the lefty Lucies, the Luciferian communists, do not like DeSantis and the fact that everybody from their lefty commie cities is moving down to Florida or to Texas. I'm in a few other states, too, but basically, those are the two keys, is Florida and Texas. So I'm going to take the fact that we're going to see another hurricane of some sort hit Florida again, and probably another one that will hit Texas, to hit and strike blows against DeSantis, against Abbott, and against the perceived powerhouse of Republican voters in those states, okay? But it's the fact that Abbott, the fact that DeSantis are sending illegal aliens to D.C. and Martha's Vineyard, New York, Chicago, and all the different places. That is what puts them in the thing. And they're perceived as enemies of the Luciferian communist New World Order. Which doesn't mean that that's poor people. And then there are people that, obviously, in that respect, if you think about the upcoming elections, it's going to be impinging upon the ability to put up election booths and machines and all of that stuff. And you don't even know how much of that has been destroyed. So the fact is that you could have another deal where all these things happen in these cities and in these states, where all of a sudden they just change into Democratic, you know, voting states. Well, it must be that we've now got correct new voting machines, okay? It must be allegedly that there's new correct voting machines. Then you hear Kabaka Company. Oh, yes. And then you talk talk about all of this like if you talk about this, you're a nut, but I remember in Florida, the Conyers, who found had a videotape in Florida, and I believe it was Dade County, back in the day where they had a videotape and then they had still pictures showing the League of Women Voters inside a sealed counting room taking brand new ballots and punching in the ballot, okay? How did they have that? They had a telephoto lens, and they were able to look through the glass of the door of that thing, and they could see them punching new ballots, okay? Punching new ballots with straight Democratic tickets, all right? All of this has been in vogue, on air, on the, you know, the radio for years and different things, the internet, in books and what have you. And there are those that have continue that research and stuff, but I remember not the last election in Georgia, but I remember one back a number of years ago to where the Secretary of State back then invited in a person who was an expert at voting machines and hacking voting machines and doing that kind of stuff. He was a computer hacker, in a sense. And he came in. They had a series of voting machines in the Secretary of State's conference room. And then he had his staff go in and punch in, you know, known voting totals, et cetera. Then they double-checked the voting totals after they voted. And then they placed a call to somebody down the hallway or on the next floor. And they said, okay, go ahead and see what you can do. Well, within about 15 minutes, somebody called back and said, check your totals now, okay? And the totals all had been changed. The total now has been changed, okay? And, you know, we got all the stuff going on. All the stuff going on with elections that you may think, oh, well, this time we're going to be blah, blah, blah. Brother Quayle said it when the health ranger interviewed me the other day. He said, I'm so tired of people thinking they're going to get saved by the vote. And it is something we need to do and to try to do, but to put a lot of emphasis on it that it's going to be just the way you want it, everything's going to go hunky-dory. So anyway, voting is not going to save you. I wish it would, but even if you vote for the right person, what's going to happen? If you get an economic collapse, which is designed to be happening, apparently. And I think Brother Quayle talked about this a lot of times here recently. And if you do not have Steve Quayle's, private briefings or his podcast, a separate podcast, that kind of stuff, the Q Files 2, go to stevequayle.com and sign up for it if you can, all right, if you can. And if you can't, that's all right, but understand that you can hear different things that Steve has to say and when he's on different radio programs. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's just getting to be quite discouraging in some ways, but on the other hand, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you have him as your Savior, then you will be guaranteed everlasting life with him in heaven if you were to lose your life on this planet, all right? And that is the key to the whole bit, is it not? If you want to survive, that is the prep. Oh, man, 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 man. Well, anyway, the storm is a teacher. So the Berkey, can you imagine if everybody there in Florida had bought over the last, 10 years, 5 years, bought a Berkey water purification system? Would that be beneficial? You better believe it would be. All right. Then you also have to have some containers, small ones, you got 5 gallon containers, or you know, even gallon jugs. You know, like of the plastic milk jugs or water jugs already that are good for carrying water, also. It is the best thing to have. If you can get it, you better get it now. If not, you got to be redundant as well, because I have a Berkey. I have a couple extra filters of the Black Berkeys, too. And the other thing is that I've gotten a few water blocks and a few other things that are smaller containers, right? I have big containers as well, but I would tell you, you need to get small containers so you can move them on the run to your truck, to your car, wherever you're going to go. And then if you've got you're going to stay for a long time and that kind of stuff, if you've got the 55-gallon blue barrel drums and that kind of stuff, then that's okay. I've got some of that. And I've got enough in there to reconstitute the long-term storage food. But if you're going to not want to use the water as much to do that, but you should, you can make your good food. But if you want, you can get the regular canned food. And that's why I always emphasize it. Yes, it is heavy. Yes, you know, I've had the tractor say, well, you can't carry much. Well, you can carry some if you're going in the car, you're going to the bug out, or if you've got it on hand. You're going to stay where you're at, or if you've got it at the bug out place already, or if you're going to carry some in the car or in your backpack. You can at least survive for a few more days, all right, on rations, okay, of those. But the other thing is that you can get them readily while they're still available and get another can of chunky soup that feeds one person for one day on a ration. It would be better if you had two, but you could do it as a ration and split it, and you can have two separate meals, okay? If you got some kind of bread that you can bake, you got flour in 5 gallon buckets of, you know, flour that you've got set up there, and with the stuff, freeze dried stuff to, you know, whatever the oxygen absorbers and all that stuff to keep it from going bad. Or it's a diatomaceous food grade, diatomaceous earth to keep it from getting buggy, right? You can do that with grain or flour or a number of different things, right? Oh, boy. Anyway, and that is something to be doing, all right? And to be doing it more and more and more and more, because if you're going to see, like, the fertilizer, like just telling you about, you're going to see all of the destruction of the food processing plants. You're going to see the destruction of crops through the extended, you know, super droughts and mega droughts and that kind of stuff. Incidentally, if you've never gotten the DVD Brother Quail put out of the mega droughts and all of that, that is a good teaching aid that you can show it to somebody, and you don't talk to them about it. You just send it to them and say, hey, watch this, okay? Or you send it to somebody at the church or whatever, and you don't go, blah, 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 so they don't hear you. Just send it to them and say, watch this, okay? Or try hard not to watch it, okay? Anyway, it's just really, 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 really getting to be very indicative of what Lord Jesus told you in the Bible, okay, and warned you about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we could be going for war. We got war, rumors of war, famines, pestilences, okay? Earthquakes in diverse places. So we've been having the quakes, we've been having all of this kind of things, right? And it's getting to be really interesting. And now you've got still the secret police, the FBI, is becoming the secret police for the Biden administration, the communist, Luciferian communist administration, where now they want to attack. They want to attack, you know, people like pro-life, religious pro-life people who have a lot of children. They send guys, 30 guys out with rifles, all right, in a SWAT team to go to get them when the local judges and prosecutors threw the case out. And then now they got them on some federal charge. Well, that is basically amounting to be, isn't it, in a sense. Isn't it also one thing ex post facto, because all this new federal legislation about blocking of the doors to the entrance to the baby killing facility, to federal crimes? But you also have freedom of speech, freedom of assembly outside, and this person didn't do anything to the guy who charged him with the stuff, who never showed up for court anyway, after he swore out the complaint. But the guy prevented that guy, the man, Hauk, prevented that man from hurting his child. Oh, well, you know, now we got the Army has trans officers in it. Oh, that's just wonderful, you know. And that officer, the trans officer, and the wife are indicted after trying to pass medical records to the Russians. Well, you know, what are you going to do here? You know? It just gets every day. My brother up in Rochester, Minnesota, said, well, Hawk, how many things can be done in one day? And I said, man, there's 10 million of them, you know? 10 million of them. 10 million of them. Oh, well. So we've got all these Russians already that Obama brought in the United States. We've talked about them for years. But now you got Biden getting, at the beginning, being for establishing Nord Stream 2. But shutting down Keystone XL. You know, Keystone XL would be built by now. You know that? It would be bringing in almost 985, million barrels of oil down to this area in the United States and Canada. That might change the prospect of the price of gasoline, right? Which is what started off food costing more as well. And now cost of farming and all the different factors involved, all right? All the different factors involved. I'm frustrated, ladies and gentlemen. I also don't feel with the hoot today, and that's about the size of it. So I'm cranky and don't understand, you know, don't take that personally, all right? Oh, now, the Big Apple, which has a brand, right? People in Kansas, they got no brand out there. Oh, well, it's from Kansas. Well, so what? New York has a brand. Well, here it is, New York, and EMT stabbed to death. Okay there, Mayor Hootaduka. EMT stabbed to death while rendering aid to a patient in Queens on Thursday as crime in the Big Apple continues to spiral out of control. Daily Mail story. 61-year-old medic was rendering aid to a patient in the Astoria neighborhood. I know it well. I used to drink coffee there with some of the Greeks at around 2:30 p.m. when an emotionally disturbed relative of the patient stabbed her multiple times in the neck. Right. That's your brand, New York City. That's your brand. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, at a certain point in time, you know, we have the sleepers inside the U.S. of the Russians and the Red Chinese, and they awaken, and pretty soon you got the Great Terror, which we already have had, and then you start to get the Red Terror. You see what I'm saying? You start to get stuff going on, and right before the actual war, you start to get the stuff happening and blowing and doing stuff in the United States. to start and kick off the war if Russia doing it. But at the same time, if you've got U.S. special ops under whose control they are, whichever faction of control, doing that, and then maybe got another special ops group, maybe got the MMV assisting to keep MacDill from getting nailed by the storm created by who? Well, the Luciferians, or maybe the Russians, or maybe the Chinese, or whoever it is. But you see, this ain't just like you think it is. This stuff is being manipulated behind the scenes, and it's destroying this country. It's destroying the world, okay? And then I was talked about today, I believe it was on Greg Hunter's USA, America, USA, whatever, broadcast, and there was a guy on there talking about the death spiral that the United States is in and the world is in, by Ed Dowd. Greg Hunter's USA Watchdog, I think it was either today or yesterday. It's called Unpayable Debt and the Vaccine Causing Hell on Earth is the name of the story, and that is well worth listening to, as is Brother Quayle and the Health Ranger from a day or two ago. This is going to go just like Jesus told you it's going to go. And if the time are not shrunk for the elect, then no flesh will be saved. What's the answer? You better have lamp and a lamp oil, you know, and you better have extra oil for it as well. That's a good thing to do. You could get a Dietz lantern, one of those nice Dietz lantern or a Petromax lantern, and you can say, okay, what's the fill of this thing? How long does the one fill of the tank of one of these lanterns last? And then you can say, how many hours a night do I need to have light? All right, maybe it's 3, 4, 5, whatever you think it is. And then you say, okay, how many hours is that going to take for 365 days in a year? And then that's how much lamp oil you might need. And in a pinch, yeah, you can use olive oil, okay? Oli olive. All right? You can also get candles, and I think you should be redundant. The 120-hour, 60-hour candles, or any tapers, any kind of thing that you can get that will give you artificial light. Because if the power grid goes down in this country, which would take one, two, pop, pop, over Nebraska or somewhere in the middle of the country, knock out the entire power grid. This is just not Florida. Like, Florida's going to be out for quite a while, and a large number of millions of people going to be without power for quite a while. I mean, the bridge to San Isabel or Captive in San Isabel, the bridge don't even exist anymore. You can't even get there unless by boat or helicopter. We don't even know who's out there or who isn't out there anymore. So this thing is getting wild weasel. And then now we're going to go hit the Carolinas, you know, probably Georgia, South Carolina, maybe on up North Carolina, come around, who knows? It might pop out the sea and then go back in and hit Oceania. And I would tell you, if you see a lot of planes taking off from there, you know it's somebody's manipulating it, it's heading it right that way. And those in Oceania should understand that, quite frankly, that's somebody's doing it, all right? And there's a lot of people in the regular military who don't get it, who don't have the ability or the above top secret clearances to understand what it is. But I will say hello to the good people. In Ghost Recon, who moved out of the Polish woods on up into Lithuania. Hello to you tonight. Hello to you tonight, and may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he protect you against all evil, and may he make you victorious when they come. And I know you're there to stand in the gap, because the Russians put a whole lot of troops in Kaliningrad, okay? Used to be Konigsberg, the king's city, all right? Kaliningrad, and then they're amped up to Belarus, and that in between are the Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, the Baltic states, and they'd like to take them back, okay? Putin would like to have them back. The New World Order would like to have a war, which then causes about 80 to 90% of the population of planet Earth to be dead. And you see, that is their goal, I've read you that many, many times. Maybe I should read one more time here. Just a quick read of one of the quotes, you know, just a quick read, right? Let's see if I can find it quickly here. Okay, hopefully we're somewhere right in this area. All right. Well, I mean, what was it Ted Turner said, okay? Ted Turner said, you know, oh, here we go, right here, some quotes. We shall have world government whether you like it or not, by conquest or consent. State them in on to Council on Foreign Relations, member James Warburg to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, February 17th, 1950. Okay? And here is, let's see. We get one of the good, juicy ones here. All right. I must confess, I'm tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particular deadly virus. Prince Philip in his foreword, If I Were an Animal, United Kingdom, Robin Clark, 1986. And here's Ted Turner. The total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Ted Turner in an interview with Audubon Magazine. And here with George W. Bush, December 18th, 2000 on CNN. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. Yes. David Rockefeller, we are on the verge of global transformation. All we need is a major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. Ladies and gentlemen, they're coming. They're coming, and they want to destroy the population of this planet, and then they want to then install, Lucifer will be installed in the body of the Antichrist. He will possess the Antichrist, all right? That's what he'll do. He'll possess the body of the Antichrist, all right? And consequently, we'll have a scenario to where he will then reign for a short period of time, and then it will all be, you know, it will all be goofy be destructive for a long time. And then Lord Jesus and his angels will come onto the planet, and they will defeat army of over 200 million men and Lucy and his minions at Armageddon. Okay? At Armageddon, okay? So, they also says this guy, Ed Dowd, who I guess we used to be, work for BlackRock, the largest investment firms in the world, all right, that allegedly had some red Chinese money in the back door of it, all right? Allegedly. But Ed Dow retired, and now he's saying that the life expectancy in the United States is going to go down from 74 to about 53 or 54 due to the shots starting to kill people, the vax, okay? And they're still giving them to kids, and I saw the other day where they gave them to a bunch of kids, and 682 of the children have negative impacts from the shot. So anybody giving them, then some of them had negative impacts from the shot that the mother took, who then was breastfeeding the child. So if you're doing that, don't do it out there. You're going to end up killing your kid. You end up killing yourself. And there are things that can help to mitigate the effects, allegedly, of the vaccine that you can look up online. you can look them up online, the frontline doctors and different people have things that can be used to try to attempt to mitigate the bad effects of these things, of these vaccines. You know, allegedly, like bentonite clay and that kind of stuff can help. The vitamin D3s, okay. The Zeke, all of the things that you many people took to try to prevent or preclude getting the COVID, all right? Well, some of those things are helpful to mitigate against the vaccines. But you can look that up for yourself. Look up mitigation of negative effects of vaccines and see what comes up for you. And I'll tell you what, try not using Google because Google won't take you to it, allegedly. Google will not allegedly take you to it. Use a different search engine, maybe Bing or maybe somebody else. And yes, they're being connected to other people, but it is Google that doesn't want you to know. The sheriff, I believe, in one of the counties there, the one where Fort Myers is at, where you see some of the things that are just crazy nailed. He said the fatalities are going to be in the hundreds, the sheriff, Florida sheriff believes. And they don't know what it is. It's certainly in the dozens already, but I'm going to tell you, it's just going to be really wild. And then the enormous amount of insurance that's going to be needed is just going to be out the wazoo, because then you're going to put pressure upon Swiss Re and Munich Re, the reinsurance companies, because they're going to have claims. So they've already had claims and fires out west and that kind of stuff. Now they're going to do that. So now we're going to see more probably fires on the west coast and in the, you know, the interior mountain forests and that kind of stuff. And then you're going to see probably more hurricanes. Because, you know, this is the middle of hurricane season, and then October is usually a big month, and on into November, okay? So I can see that being started up. I can see also other things happen because they're just trying to sell you on the fact that it's climate change and somebody not manipulating the weather. They're doing the manipulation of the weather warfare and all this stuff. We own the weather by 2025, U.S. Air Force, okay? Well, they already do. If the original paper and the original story I remember seeing, oh, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, when I first looked at the story, they even had a diagram on there, like a drawing rendering of Air Force officers in the future using a like a Minority Report screen where they're able to go up into the air and move stuff around and do things and hit planes and that kind of stuff. It was depicting the fact that they already have the capability of doing that. Manipulating through the AI, the weather, all these things. So I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. If you need to go to stevequayle.com or call them at 406-586-4840, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. Tell them if you would like to get some gold or silver, or if you would like to subscribe to Steve's QPALS 2.0 or his private briefings or what have you. But whatever you're doing, when you go there, get whatever of his books are left so that you can explain to people in your family or neighbors how this all happened and where it was coming from and how Brother Quayle predicted it and what would go down, okay, what would be happening. We're going to see giants back on this planet. Did you see the stories, I believe, that was at stevequayle.com yesterday, may still be up, where it was a story from somebody talking about this giant new spaceship apparently has come in off the moon of Europa of Jupiter. And it's a giant spacecraft or some kind of an anomaly, but they think it's a spacecraft because it just appeared, okay? And it's off Jupiter and off Jupiter's moon Europa, which has a lot of ice on it, apparently. And hence, icy-born seas and that alien craft could be based underneath the seas on Europa. So anyway, that's the fact that that you need to keep into account into into the mix. Now, what is it Lord Jesus talks about? Men will have fear for those things that come upon the earth. Those things that will come upon the earth. The heavens will be shaken, you see. So this is not going to be, per Lord Jesus' own words, it's not going to be the kumbaya after the new vote comes in November, all right? It didn't say that. I would hope that there would be good policies and somebody would get in that would try to return us back to the Lord and to this nation being under his protection and for the good policies that would bring back a more prosperous economy and destroy those who are the enemies of this country and to push them out, to harry their communication lines, to put them under the spotlight, under the shadows. But you see, your secret police now is coming after Christians and those who don't want babies to be murdered. So if you're not for that, if you're not for pro-life, you see, and for following Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then, oh boy, what are you up to? Well, then the FBI is going to come and get you if you are for those things. If you believe in the Lord, if you believe in Jesus, if you believe in not murdering babies in abortion, if you believe you have the right to the freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of petition, you know, an assembly to petition your government for redress of grievances, do you have the right to a Second Amendment to, you know, carry arms, you know, have arms and carry them, all right? The right to bear them. If you have the other 10 amendments, all right, you have a 4th Amendment, all the things. You don't want troops to be in your house, okay, and occupying your house, which they could very well be. Do you see who Biden met with today? With Mayorkas. Commissar Mayorkas. Oh, yes. And what did he do? He didn't give a crap about Florida, really, and all the people there. He just said, you're working good, and we're going to guarantee that any reserves that get called up to work under FEMA will also keep their jobs. Okay? And this was all about kissing the bottom of everybody in FEMA to make sure you vote for the Beijing, the Red China Joe, or the Luciferian Communist, don't you know? And if you don't do that, then we're going to send the FBI after you. So the pipelines, 1 and 2, are popped, and all these different things are going on. There's gas coming up underneath them, and it doesn't make sense that Russia would do it, does it? Because all Russia has to do, and they don't really have to nuke us. They don't really have to nuke us. They could have their stuff ready, waiting, and they could have their hypersonics ready to go that can hit any city in the United States or anywhere in the world in less than 5 minutes. The Red Chinese have them, and little Kimmy probably's got them. All right? But the U.S. can't seem to test one just right. Well, maybe that's because all the 154 people that worked at Los Alamos quit, went back to Red China. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting pretty dire straits, if you want to know the case. But the Lord Jesus has told us about it. You think you need food? You think you need water purification? You think you need something to defend yourself and your family and your property? I think you do. You think maybe you need to have firewood for this winter? Because it may come out to where the fire grid goes off for all of us, not just Florida. And if that's the case, you better have something to keep yourself warm. Well, I'm going to live off the land. Well, you have a good luck with that if you got 360 million people trying to live off the land all of a sudden, all right? It's better to have chunky soup, Progresso soup, long-term storage food, stored water, medical supplies, all the different things. Do you think maybe if they're talking about nuclear war, that if you can buy it and you can afford it, and if you can, I understand that, to get a military grade, brand new military grade, mask, NBC filtrations, nuclear, biological, chemical, whatever you call it, Seaburn, if you want to call it me. Well, he doesn't call it Seaburn, which is a new term. Well, who cares? It's NBC. It's easier. Nuclear, biological, chemical, whatever it might be. You need military grade gas mask and a filter. You also could use at least a Tyvek F suit, or more than one if possible, or better quality. There are better qualities that will help you to withstand yourself with the gas mask, with the hood, the booties, and the large gloves, big gloves. Don't go to the loose gray knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Constitution and your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of outer Eastern high technology strike blows against the Luciferians. Abate their storms as they create them, or send the storms and hit the house of the evil ones. Ben Dingle Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, Mickey, I know you were experiencing some of those winds, and I know you survived your situation. Now you're back on the optics, baby, back on the optics. Little Road and Track and Little Al, God bless you guys. Keep up your studies as well as your ninja ways. And say hi to your dad and your mom, because they're good people. But be ready, because the Lord Jesus loves you out there. But you need to go and prepare like he tells you in Matthew 25. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.